on the Rock Lines now, most important man on this radio show.
Clearly.
It's Freddie P., CanadianThinker.com. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, fellas. Good to be with you.
How are you, sir?
Very good. Very good.
Life is good. Let's start at CanadianThinker.com with a funny video you posted about this young man, and I saw him on the news. This young fella gets suspended from school for farting in the school, I guess, bus or van. And it wasn't just once, but I guess he was gassy a lot of the time, and the van driver just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, you know, this is an interesting story, fellas, because what made it a story was a fart. Because, you know, I'm sure every day, every city, everywhere, there are kids misbehaving and doing something in a bus or a van that they shouldn't be, and if they persist on doing it, they're either suspended or get a detention, whatever, and we never hear about it. This kid apparently loves to fart and kept farting and was asked by the bus driver or the van driver not to fart and kept farting, so he got a detention. So it's interesting how this story has sort of filtered through. It's all about the fart. Like, come on, you don't give a detention to a kid for farting. That's really not the issue. The issue is, you know, he persisted in doing something he was asked not to do.
But you can tell, too, from the video that when he's at home, his mom and dad love farting. This is a fun little game the entire family plays. Like, the dad could not stop laughing every time he talked about his son farting.
No, exactly. And, you know, on the other side, somebody might argue, you know, it's a natural bodily function, and there's some people that get more gas than others, and sometimes it can be painful to hold it in, so you just got to let her rip. And but I get the feeling this kid, it's more of a fun thing than medical situation, don't you?
Yeah, listen, if this kid needs to release gas every hour to stay alive, then what are you going to do? But if he's doing it to make the kids at the back of the bus laugh with him, then maybe it's time to stop.
You know what kills me, though, guys? So often, you know, people argue, be it radio, television, you know, we don't like potty humor. We don't like fart jokes. Bull, you don't. You know, as my grandfather used to say when I was a kid, there is nothing funnier than a well-placed fart.
Yeah, it can really...
Nothing can guarantee a laugh like that.
It can really set the tone.
Absolutely. I mean, it's funny. They are funny. I mean, sometimes it can stop being funny. You know, you got a buddy that rips one, that's funny, and then rips another one, and the room starts to sink, and okay, that's enough. You know, we get the joke, move on.
Right.
But really, it's one of the funniest, most natural, funny things I think the world has to offer.
And I've been in a studio, Freddie, when you're being really funny.
Oh, yeah. I know. I see some of mine are legendary. I understand that. But hey, you laughed.
Oh, we did, and then ran out of the room. And that brings me to the question, why is it that other people's farts are so gross, and yet we sit and bathe in our own?
No, isn't that, I know, you know, and there's the Dutch oven, we've all done that to our mates, and totally appalled them, yet maybe if the mate isn't there and you blow one under the covers, you don't mind sort of lifting and having a little whiff just to see what shape you're in, you know?
Just to see what you can do.
Yeah. It's kind of how...
And, you know, right now there's probably people listening, oh, that's disgusting. No, it's not, because we all do it.
It's like looking in the mirror.
Yeah, look in the mirror.
And you know what, Fred? I kind of judge my health by it. Like, if they're really ripe, I say, oh, geez, I should get to a doctor. But if they're kind of just your casual, everyday, normal scent, you go, I must be doing all right.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's another classic line. Somebody farts, it really stinks. Hey, if you're sick, see a doctor. Right. I mean, there's a million of them. I love it. You know, like me with beef. Hey, if I eat roast beef, I know the next day you don't want to be around me. I don't know what it is, but they become, you know, almost a sulfur aroma. You don't like that. That's not good.
Rather thick, you would say, Fred.
And then, but if I eat something like broccoli, they're crisp rippers with really no fragrance whatsoever. Those ones are fun because you can share them with people without offending people.
Now,
right?
Yes.
True enough.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Well, and there's a whole thing with farting, too, because if you're in the car, say, with the family, sometimes you got to clench down into the seat to try to hide one, and sometimes you'll let one rip in the car, and you can catch a whiff, and you're thinking, oh, my God, how come nobody else in the car is noticing this, and you're shocked by it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I've noticed, too, Craig? Well, First of all, when I'm in the car and I let one go, my wife will look at me and go, did you fart? I always blame it on the battery or a factory we're driving by. that must be a factory of some sort. Or, geez, you know, I think there's something wrong with the battery, and it's got that, you know, I think it's got that sort of sulfur smell to it. Yeah, I'll have to check that, honey. And then she'll look at me and say, better you check your ass.
A group of me and my friends went to a bar once in Michigan, and driving back, one of my friends started to get gassy, and a couple of times let one go. The first one he didn't claim was his, and then the second one, which let off the same scent, he did say was his, and started looking for pride from that, and he has now been deemed with the nickname Fart Face.
Really?
Yes.
Excellent.
Which is, well, how do you decline one fart and then accept the other one as your own?
Oh, no. You know what, Matt? It's just part of the wonderful world of the fart that has brought so much joy to the earth. I mean, seriously. Brilliant. Uh-huh. Look what the fart has brought to us. I mean, humor, recollection. Where were you when so-and-so farted? I mean, don't you have stories like that? I mean, you just, Matt just gave us one.
But there is the fine...
Where were you when my buddy farted, you know? So, amazing stuff.
There is the fine line between the fart and what they do in the Jackass movies, though. Nobody needs to be part of that.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's XXX farting. So, you know, it's up to you. Go see it or don't. Walk in, walk out. It's all up to you.
And one of the great moments in any relationship, Fred, is when either you or your mate are the first to cut the cheese in front of the other.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you a story, and I may have told you this. I started going with my wife in 1974. You do the math. I have still never heard her fart.
Really?
Never.
No, I know, and people don't believe me. See, it's actually become a game with us now because she has in front of the kids because they've told me.
Mm-hmm.
But she maintains the thing. She never does it in front of me, and it's something that she can hold over me.
Because I
do it in front of her.
Uh-huh.
Like on Sunday, you know, we had broccoli for dinner. And then I went up the staircase. I farted at the bottom,
uh-huh,
in the middle, and at the top of the at the top of the staircase. Now she laughed,
uh-huh,
but at the same time, through her chuckle, said, "Ooh, you pig!" Right?
Yeah.
So I can't look back at her and say, "Yeah, but what about when you do it?" Because honestly, I've never heard the woman fart.
You have
someday
her...
she's going to blow up before my eyes.
You have her heart, but not her fart yet, Freddie.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Freddie. From one fart to another, Ron Wilson.
Yeah, down there. I don't even know. How are the Wings doing?
This is the same old song and dance when you talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Detroit Red Wings. In one story in the paper, the Leafs have dropped like 6 of their last 7. They finally scored, or 5 of their last 6. Brian Burke has to have meetings with the media to tell them that Dion Phaneuf is the right captain. People are panicking already. And then you read about the Red Wings, and they talk about how their goaltender Howard has not lost a consecutive game in the last 20. And the Red Wings are rolling along. Life is great. Everything is perfect in the land of the Detroit Red Wings. And in Toronto, it's the same old problem.
Yeah, it is. It was interesting to see them finally score last night. You know, there was a huge celebration. But, and this is nothing new, because if you go through CanadianThinker.com and you go into my archives, you know, I've never been a big Ron Wilson fan. And not so much as coaching, although he's never really accomplished much. He led some San Jose Shark teams to the playoffs, but they always crapped out. I find him to be somewhat arrogant, a know-it-all. He doesn't like to be questioned on any level, and he always, you know, snapping back. I don't think he's the right guy for this team right now, but he's a buddy of Burke's. But last night, he really pissed me off. And same with Burke. I'm a Burke fan, but when he's chastising Toronto fans for booing Dion Phaneuf, that bothers me, because, listen, you pay your money, you go into that rink, you can do anything you want as long as you don't break the law,
yeah,
right? If I want to boo Dion Phaneuf, that's my decision. And you know, whether it's right or wrong or nice or cruel, it doesn't matter. It's only sports. I mean, number one, just relax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got that out of the way. What bothered me about Ron Wilson was after the game, people keep talking about Nazem Kadri, the kid that they drafted last year.
Right.
He's down with the Toronto Marlies in the minors. So, of course, not being able to score goals, the question keeps coming up. why isn't Nazem Kadri up here? Wilson snapped a bit, and he goes, reason, you know, people keep asking about a player down in the minors, the reason is he's not playing very well. Just go to one of their games, you'll see he's not playing very well. And I'm thinking, this kid, this 19-year-old kid now, is going to get up this morning and read those comments. Mm-hmm. You know, if he's a veteran or if he's on the big club, okay, you can call a spade and say, hey, kid, the kid's not, or the guy's not playing very well, and they can handle it. But when you're nurturing a 19-year-old, isn't there a better choice of words than that?